This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, welcome to the show and round two of the WHL playoffs presented by Nutrien. Ahead, we'll wrap up round one coverage with a Game 7 showdown in Saskatoon and perhaps the end of the WHL line for Connor Bedard. We'll have more on that in moments. The Red Deer Rebels are poised to keep rolling in the postseason. 2023 NHL draft eligible forward Kalen Lynn stops by to talk about the first round victory, now matching up with the Blades. Well, Don Hay is taking his new team up against his old team in a playoff matchup set for Kamloops. Jeff Truitt has heard the call from Hockey Canada. We'll have more with him. First up, the only Game 7 in the first round of the WHL playoffs presented by Nutrien went down in Saskatoon Monday night. The Blades leading the Regina Pats 2-1 late in the third period, getting a big insurance goal from Vaughn Waterroot.
Bedard falls, puck to the near boards. Here's Hansen. Waterroot shoots and scores! Vaughn Waterroot! Two-goal lead for the Blades again. It's 3-1.
The Blades would skate to a 4-1 Game 7 win and advance in front of over 14,000 fans at Sastel Center. Team captain Aiden Delagorgandiere.
Yeah, it was crazy. You see all the fans standing up, cheering. Everyone was so excited and so happy. It's probably a feeling I won't forget for a while here. So happy for our group right now. It's pretty special. We got a lot of work to do here coming up, but that one feels good.
Forward Jake Chiasson was brought in by the Blades from the Brandon Wheat Kings at the trade deadline. He talked about the final seconds of Game 7.
It's funny, just kind of taking it all in. I mean, unfortunately, Brandon eliminated in the first round last year, so I've never got to experience a series win like that. And for me, it was just looking up with the crowd and the guys on the bench and Aiden behind the net. Obviously, I've grown up with Aiden for a long time, and I think it was pretty special there for him and I to be kind of playing pass and looking at each other, and it's the first guy I hugged, so for me that was a pretty special moment just to share it with him and with the team, and just in that moment you're so grateful for everything that's happening and so grateful for what's to come.
Chiasson on the crowd.
Pretty special feeling in the building tonight. I mean, to have a sellout crowd in a Game 7, I think it's what every guy in there dreams of. You can barely hear yourself think. You're jittery before the game. You're ready to go, and pretty hard to put words behind an effort like that in front of a crowd that's here to support us.
The Blades now advance and will play the Red Deer Rebels in round two. It is likely the end of the line for Connor Bedard with the Regina Pats and playing in the Western Hockey League. After three seasons, Bedard, the overwhelming favorite to be the first overall pick this summer at the NHL draft in Nashville, jumping to the NHL full-time next season. And as for this end of the season, it comes in a hard-fought first-round series with the Saskatoon Blades.
It was such a good series. It could have went either way. And congrats to them. They're a really good team. I don't know. I think just they're going to play well. It just wasn't our night.
Bedard, speaking to reporters in Regina, says he's trying to take the moment now to reflect.
For me, I'm not sure of the future or anything. So, kind of just saying my thank yous to everyone. Whether I'll be back next year or not. But I think it's always tough to leave the group of guys you're with all year.
He'll be headed back to Vancouver, but says there won't be much downtime involved.
Now obviously the focus turns to, training, getting better and everything. So, for me, there's definitely lots of areas to improve, and, that's kind of my focus.
And for his time in Regina?
Just overall, just the community was so supportive of us and myself, obviously. And, I've had so much fun these last, 3 years here, and, whether there's more or not, but I think just a big thank you to kind of the whole community and people making our whole team just feel comfortable.
This week, Bedard was named the East Division nominee for the Four Broncos Memorial Trophy for WHL Player of the Year.
From the drop of the puck to the Edge Chanouth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Red Deer Rebels forward Kalen Lind has bounced back after a late-season injury. As Red Deer Rebels are into round two of the WHL playoffs, I spoke with a draft-eligible forward. Kalen, first of all, thanks for making some time for us before you hit the road to begin round two.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about it. We'll start with the playoffs, Calgary. And I think many thought that, you know, the Hitmen and the Rebels, that the Rebels would advance in this series. But they did give you a little bit of trouble before you finished off the series in five.
Yeah, obviously they're a really good team. We had a really good, hard-fought five-game series against them. I think pretty much any one of those games could have went either way. They kind of took it. We went back and forth every single game. It was a physical, demanding series. I think we kind of just played our game and ended up coming out on top on that series.
Yeah, the rivalry factor. We know that Red Deer and Calgary, just a natural rivalry, just geographically and in the Central Division. How much did that play into that first-round series?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Obviously, we had a pretty full rink here a couple of times, so it was pretty cool to play in front of the fans here. And then obviously going to Calgary, we knew it was going to be a battle, and we actually came to those rinks and got two wins there. So it was pretty big for our team to be able to go in the away rink. Obviously, Calgary's got a bigger rink and some pretty good fan base there and a good team. So it's a hard 4 points to get out of those buildings, but I think we did it good and got those two wins.
How much fun was it to clinch on home ice in overtime? That's a rarity. It doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, it was quite the game, actually. Yeah, going down by two, you think you're kind of, oh, here we go, whatever. Going thinking about more game six after that. And then I think we kind of just kept putting our foot to the down. And then we kind of got that one. And then we kind of got some hope. And then we got that second one. And then obviously an overtime kinger finds it off the end boards and puts one in, and I think our whole bench exploded pretty loud. I think everyone was pretty excited after the game. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. I'll ask you about Saskatoon in a second, but I wanted to talk about your season. Derailed a little bit in the second half with an injury. How are you feeling here today?
Yeah, I'm feeling good, actually. I haven't really felt anything from my injury, so hopefully the rest of the year goes well and we just get a good playoff run and get hopefully come out on top.
You're part of this really special 2005-born draft class, you know, sixth overall pick by the Red Deer Rebels in your draft year here. Do you keep tabs on how the rest of the 05s are doing around the league?
Yeah, obviously, you got some pretty good friends around the league, and I obviously like to keep tabs with them and check up with them and see how they're doing. I think we all like to kind of do that, and then in the summer, we all skate together back home, so it's pretty cool, so... Yeah, you're obviously keeping tabs on kind of how everyone's doing and how everyone's looking. So, yeah, it's pretty cool that way.
Kalen, I spoke to your coach in February, Steve Konowalczyk, and he said that you are a very unique player. You're a bit of a throwback player, if you will. You know, gritty, willing to sort of be that role player, that pest, but you can also score and play everything. Describe to me your game and what you think makes you a unique player.
Yeah, I think I'm a good 200-foot kind of gritty player that's going to be in your face playing physical all game. And then I think obviously you're going to be able to score around the net and be harder on the net all game. And I think kind of just the main part of my game is being in your face and playing hard and obviously never quitting.
Let's go back to the top prospects game in Vancouver. You raised eyebrows right away. I think it might have been on your first shift. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. yeah, I actually had a couple pretty big hits there and then actually got in a fight. So, yeah, it was a pretty cool experience. I think I had a pretty good game there, and actually our team ended up winning. So it was all around a good week and a good time there.
I think you guys were rallying around trying to shut down Connor Bedard on the other side in that game, weren't you?
Yeah, they had some pretty good – obviously both teams had some pretty good players, but obviously he was over there. And then there was a couple more on that team who had some pretty high-end talent. So it was pretty good game, and I think it ended up going in our favor.
Yeah. You were mic'd up, I think, for warm-up at the Langley Event Center. Some of that came out on the Road to Nashville, a documentary series the WHL is putting together. What was that whole experience like?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. He kind of came out to me before warm-up and asked me if I wanted to do it, and I like to be pretty loud usually on the ice and joke around quite a bit, so in warm-ups and stuff. So, yeah, he gave it to me. It was pretty cool, but, yeah, I got to joke around a little bit with the guys and then kind of just be chatting in warm-ups and stuff.
Now, the other part of that story that came out was more talk about your brother Cole, who went through the WHL with the Kelowna Rockets, was a very effective player, a hard-working player. How much has he paved the path for you, you know, to not only go through the WHL and play your own game, but just have a knowledge of what the league is all about and sort of be able to just blend in a whole lot quicker?
Yeah, you know, he's been a big role model. He's probably been my biggest role model my whole life. I think I kind of looked up to him ever since I was young. I've kind of followed in his footsteps, playing in Sean, and then playing in Swift, and then playing in Saskatoon, and then coming to the WHL. I think kind of seeing him playing at a young age and then seeing him playing up in the WHL is kind of my dream, and then I think I saw him do it and kind of want to pick it up, and I kind of seeing him pave the way has kind of been pretty cool for me. And now, obviously, he's up in the AHL, and kind of that's the next level I want to get to, professional. So seeing him succeed at that level is nice, too.
I know you're in the midst of playoffs. The NHL draft is looming here for July. I don't want to say looming like it's a bad thing. Is it hard to keep it out of your mind, or what's the thought process, Kalen?
Yeah, I think right now you're obviously just trying to block everything out. It's playoff time. You don't really not worry about yourself right now. It's almost more don't really care about yourself right now. It's almost just winning now.
I have to think this is right up your alley here. Round two, going back into Saskatoon. You mentioned you played a little bit of hockey here. You're going to go into what's been a pretty crazy, rink in Saskatoon, which we saw in round one here. This you have to be smiling about this opportunity.
Yeah, I think we're all pretty excited. We're all pretty giddy around here, getting ready to go here on Friday, and I think everyone's pretty excited around the rink. And Saskatoon's obviously got a really good hockey team. They got some pretty good skill and some speed. They kind of got everything up and down that lineup, so it's going to be a hard-fought series. But I think if we play our game, we can come out with some positive results and see what happens.
What do you think is Red Deer's edge in the series? Where do you think you have an advantage in?
I think it's honestly just how hard we work. I think we can outwork any team in the league. We kind of showed that. I think we just work hard and kind of play our game. I don't think we might not be the most skilled team and kind of that way, but I think what we lack in that, I think we pick up in hard work and kind of just playing our game and being hard and being physical and playing other teams and making them grind for the whole 60 minutes.
And it has the potential to be the best series in round two. Kalen, want to wish you the best of luck. And thanks for being a great guest here on WHL This Week.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Don Hay is on his third coaching stint with the Kamloops Blazers, but now he'll match up with the Portland Winterhawks after being on their coaching staff the last four seasons prior to this year.
You have a history on both sides of this one now all of a sudden after 4 years with coaching Portland, but first of all, familiar matchup, familiar team, I'm sure, on that side for you.
Yeah, I think that, obviously been there for 4 years, have a lot of respect for their group there, their organization, their coaching staff, their players. I watched these players grow up, so I've been following them pretty closely. So, it should be a real good series. They play a Mike Johnson style of game, and that's how he wants them to play. And they play fast, and they try to make plays. And for us, we're going to have a game plan to counteract that and make them play a harder type of game where they're defending a lot more.
I think it's great that it's Portland. These teams haven't played each other in 10 years, but as we all know, it was basically an annual meeting in the spring when you were the coach here back in the 80s and the 90s. There was 8 meetings between 84 and in 1995. Is there still some special stoic sort of rivalry between the franchises?
Well, I think that's a good question for Chris Murray. For me, having spent 4 years in Portland, at the start it was strange, to have a Kamloops Blazer in Portland. And I know that... it was strange for players that have played for me to see me coaching there, but they opened their arms to me and they welcomed me there. So it's not as difficult for me, but the bottom line is we want the Blazers to win here, and we want to do whatever we can that help them. So there was a lot of old rivalries in the 80s and 90s, and we played them a lot, and the way to any championship was usually through Portland or through Kamloops. So we faced each other a lot over the years, so it's going to be a fun series. I think that it's going to be exciting. Both teams have skill, both teams are fast, and both teams play the right way, so I think that's going to be important.
Maybe a good omen that you played him in 94, won a Memorial Cup. You played him in 95 and won a Memorial Cup. I don't know if you believe in that stuff, but maybe some good things.
Well, there's always good things when you can go back and look at it like that. I think that, we still have a couple rounds to go here, but, you never know when that breakthrough is going to come. So I think it's going to be a good matchup. Like you say, it's two pretty good teams, second and third overall in the Western Conference, and two really competitive teams.
Well, we look forward to it getting going here on the weekend. Hazer, appreciate your perspective in this one. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, John.
This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Prince Albert Raiders coach Jeff Truitt's hockey season isn't done yet. He's been tapped by Hockey Canada to lead the World Under-18 team into the World Championships. Regan Bartel has more.
Just give me your general thoughts about the fact that you're the new head coach of the Under-18 team. That's exciting news.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a real privilege, obviously, to be head coach of a national program and, you know, very proud to do it. You know, to be a part of Hockey Canada again and contributing this way with a you know, a year-end sort of tournament, it's a real privilege.
Let's talk about your resume. You are no stranger to Hockey Canada. Tell me about your experience, though, along the way.
Yeah, I mean, I was real fortunate years ago in Kelowna to be a part of the World Juniors in 04 as a video coach and whatnot, and going through that experience was unreal, and getting to the gold medal game and you know, we lost to the Americans in that tournament on a heartbreaker. People might remember the Marc-Andre Fleury situation, and we scored on our own net there, and you know, it was totally, you know, earth-shattering that we didn't get the gold medal, but you know, it was a tremendous experience, and at a real high caliber tournament that way that everybody watches. You know, the other ones have been the under 18 Ivan Holinka. I did that years ago with Corey Kluson and Dave Hunchak, where we beat the Americans in the gold medal game. And then I've done this tournament, this April tournament, I believe in 07, with Trent Yanni and Mike Stapleton over in Bratislava and Pia Stani. And another great experience that way to see international hockey and, you know, with Canada. Again, it was a great experience. You got to learn an awful lot, you know, working with different coaches and things like that, and working with different players. And it's just a real special time.
As you pick the players for this roster, how tough is it to do that, considering you've got a lot of CHL teams that are still participating in the playoffs?
Yeah, the challenge, it definitely a challenge. I mean, it all kind of starts with the teams that didn't qualify for the playoffs, and you know, that frees up their guys, but you know, they have to meet the qualifications of being under 18 and things like that. That narrows the pool a little bit, and then the job specific things with the defensemen, the forwards, and the goaltenders, you know, who's available. Some guys at the end of the year, you know, they're pretty banged up and whatnot, and they may need surgeries, which might eliminate a couple. We haven't had that situation, but it does happen. You know, and then, you know, as you kind of put ideas down about who might be available at that time, you've got to be careful, because if you name a player on this roster, he's coming. There's no trial camp or anything like that. So sometimes you got to be patient in your selection process, you know, especially with guys that you might want who are available in the first round.
Prince Albert Raider head coach Jeff Truitt is the head coach of the under 18 team that'll take part in the under 18 championship. It's a big deal coming up in Switzerland here in a couple of short weeks. What's it like to be a part of the program, waving that Canadian flag, if you will, on the international stage when it comes to hockey? It must be a huge responsibility. There must be a lot of pride, and maybe there's a lot of pressure too.
Well, there is. I mean, Canada, you know, always wants the gold medal, and we're no different, you know, with any program, the under-18s, the world championships, the women's game and whatnot. You know, Canada's always, you know, expected to be a top team there. So, you know, you want to assemble the best players that you can and you know, always want to get that gold medal. And it's not always easy, especially in a tournament like this, because we're kind of a thrown-together group. For some of the other international teams and the Americans, they, you know, they've played together for a full year, and you know, they've got their chemistry and have been well practiced and in game conditions, and we just kind of, we go over there and we get a few days of practice, and then we jump right into it and go. And but, you know, with the Canadian talent and whatnot, that you know, the guys know how to play, and it's just a matter of getting that chemistry together and you know, working together as a unit as quick as you can.
A lot of pressure, but a whole lot of fun. Jeff Truitt, congratulations on being named the new head coach of the under 18 team, and good luck in Switzerland.
Thank you very much.
Hey, that's the show. Thanks to our guests as well. Thanks to Regan in Kelowna for his help. I'm John Keane. We're off to round two. Thanks for listening.